The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines and the senior advisor at healthcare, or two, I should say, senior advisor to healthcare.com. And he's actually been pretty busy, so we're delighted he's with us. What have you been detecting today?
Well, you know, I've got some good news about COVID-19. That's really a change of pace. But at least we've got some good news here in Connecticut. In the last 2 months, Connecticut has gone from the fourth worst death rate per capita in the entire nation to the lowest infection rate in the country. So out of every 100 people being tested, one person is testing positive for this highly contagious virus. That's just one person out of 100. The World Health Organization says that means the virus is virtually not spreading in Connecticut. And sure enough, Governor Lamont just announced there was one day last week where there were no COVID deaths in the state. And that's the first time that's happened in 4 months. And remember, back in April, we had over 100 people dying every day. So it's an amazing progress. Also, contrast Connecticut with actually the southern part of the country, the western part of the country, Florida, Texas, Arizona. The infection rates there are running about 20% of everybody being tested, one out of five. That's compared to 1% here. So that's really good news, Jill. So now the question is, what should Connecticut do to keep us safe, continue to keep us safe? And I've got some ideas, obviously. Overall, Connecticut should ramp up its testing, tracing, and tracking. So, you know, obviously you should be testing. If someone is positive, they should be quarantined. And then the people that have been in touch with in recent days should be contacted to see if they're okay. Specifically, Connecticut should start testing and tracking everyone flying into Bradley Airport from any state with a high infection rate. And third, Connecticut's nursing home investigation has just been announced and launched, should be truly comprehensive. And I'll describe that a little bit in detail in a moment. But Jill, I'm far from the only one who says Connecticut's overall testing performance so far has been dismal. State Senator Matt Lesser, he's from Middletown, says, quote unquote, Connecticut's slow testing rollout resulted in a lot of deaths. I agree with him. What do you think? I mean, give me your opinion about Connecticut's testing performance up to now.
I don't know really and truly about anybody's testing performance. I know that some kids went to California and they were being very, very prudent. You know, very prudent. They had been prudent and they were being more prudent. And the reason I'm mentioning California is because they got their test and they couldn't get test results.
And they could not.
No.
There or here?
There. They couldn't get, I mean, they did everything they were supposed to do. So the long short is what I don't know is how it's really playing anywhere on the ground. I really don't. I'm skeptical.
It's far better here. We're getting results far quicker here than we are in states that are just overwhelmed by the number of people who are having symptoms, okay, or being very frightened.
But
I do have a question.
Do you have any?
Yes.
Do you have any accurate sense of I'm not saying that's not the right word of. It's not positivity rate. It's like how good are the tests? 70%? That's the number I'm hearing. You know, false positives.
Well, here's the problem: is there are a number of tests. I mean, it's not just one test uniformly across the country. There are a whole patchwork of tests. So actually, the accuracy ranges all over the place. The problem is a very quick result test, and that's really what you need to stop the spread. If I've got the virus, I want to know about that very quickly, and then everyone I'm in contact with gets tracked and traced as well. So those tests, the really quick ones, the ones we really need, they're the least accurate. And then you've got this overwhelming number of people wanting tests, and in some cases not getting results for a couple of weeks. So they're walking around spreading the disease. In some cases, they're asymptomatic. So I'll talk about that a little bit more. But look, I think there's no question that the testing and tracking should have been centered on the nursing homes. We should have done it a lot quicker and a lot more thoroughly, because that's where the problem was, the major problem. 70% of the deaths have been in Connecticut senior living facilities. So to date, let's break that down. 10% of nursing home frontline workers have caught the virus. 1 out of 10 of those workers. That's 3,400 sick workers spreading the disease, and worse, at least 18 of them have died. I think the accurate number is probably more like 30. Plus, we don't have any handle at all because we haven't been doing this tracing and tracking. No ideas of how many of those sick workers brought the disease home to their family members. We know some family members have died. Many others have gotten sick. We have no handle on that. In addition, nearly one-third of senior living residents got COVID. 1 out of 3. That's 8,800 sick and vulnerable people. Over 3,000 of them have died. That's just unacceptable, and testing and tracking would have helped tremendously. So Governor Lamont says, okay, I get it. We're testing everybody in the nursing homes now. Well, guess what? That's not true. Pedro Zayas, he's a spokesperson for the Healthcare Workers Union, that's SEIU 1199 New England. He calls the government's words, quote unquote, just promises. He could have said broken promises, because Lamont promised 100,000 tests a week statewide by June 20th. Okay, we're now in July. He's doing roughly 40,000 tests. To get to an idea of how much that is, that's about the same as the city of Los Angeles. Entire state of Connecticut is matching the city of Los Angeles. So look, Connecticut should be doing 80,000 tests in the 213 nursing homes alone, to check workers every 4 days and residents once a week. That would stop the virus cold and keep our transmission rate down as low as it can be. Now, look, that's going to cost money, right? These tests are not free. You're paying somebody to buy these test kits and so on. Okay, it's going to cost about $8 million a week. Now, that's based on about $100 a test. That's what Medicare pays providers. So let's use that as a benchmark. For some reason, Connecticut, the Lamont administration, refuses to disclose what it's paying for the tests. Could it be that they're paying a lot of money and they don't want us to know that? Look, more than 5 states have simply mandated that the nursing home owners pay for the tests. Now, Governor Cuomo says he'll shut down any New York nursing home that fails to test and keep its workers and residents safe. He'll just shut them down. By contrast here, experts say Lamont's April executive order shielding nursing home operators from lawsuits contributed to the homes not doing all they could to protect the workers and the residents. It was kind of just counterproductive, shielding them from lawsuits. Made them not react as well as they could have and should have. And I've got to say this. President Trump's abject failure to lead leaves this country doing 1/4 of the testing we should be doing. 1/4. The pandemic is running wild in over 30 states. And that's where sick people are spreading this deadly disease as they wait days to get tests and over a week or more to get results. I mean, there's some people waiting for 22 days to get the results of their tests. And meanwhile, they're spreading the disease. This is unacceptable, totally unacceptable.
Can I just interject and ask why?
Yes, you may.
If they are waiting for the results of their tests and they are ill, why they are not self-quarantining?
Well, they might be self-quarantining, but look, even quarantine.
But what I'm trying to say is – what I'm trying to say is, isn't there, I mean, separate and apart from all of this, isn't there a personal responsibility element in here?
Yes, there is. But there's also, 40% of the people are asymptomatic. Furthermore, even if I've got some symptoms I've got a test and I'm waiting for the results, but I'm really nervous and I'm trying to quarantine at home, people come in and out. I mean, somebody brings you something to eat, somebody takes care of you when you need it. Especially where people are crowded together in neighborhoods where we're in low economic neighborhoods where people have to crowd together because they can't afford the rent unless they bundle up.
That is something different.
This is a major problem. Look, but it gets worse than that because Trump actually has said, everybody, you watch cable news, you know this. He's actually said he wanted to slow down the testing, slow it down. Because the rising case numbers made him look bad. Then when there was an outcry about that, he said, whoa, I was just joking. Well, guess what? His administration is now sitting on $12 billion for testing. That's enough money to test one-third of the population. So if that was a joke, that's a joke on us. So anyway, look, I got an idea. So how about this idea for Connecticut, since we're all on our own here, every state has to figure it out on their own. How about this? Governor Lamont should issue a new executive order mandating that the nursing home operators test workers and residents at least once a week or face being shut down, like in New York. So what do you think of that idea? You think that's too tough on the nursing home operators, or do you think it's needed?
I think that for nursing homes, it would be helpful. It'd be a day late and a dollar short, but okay, we can do that.
Let's do that. Okay, second, the state should be testing and tracking everyone flying into Bradley Airport from the 19 states with high infection rates. Now, other airports are doing this. Alaska's doing it. There are other airports doing it. They're mandating the testing as the passenger comes off the train, off the plane. Get that testing in, then they've got their name, their number, and they track them. Lamont is only asking high-risk visitors flying into Bradley to voluntarily quarantine for 2 weeks or test negative within 72 hours. But it's just a request. It has no teeth. Cuomo is threatening fines of $2,000 to $10,000 for people who don't quarantine or get a test. So, Jill, Lamont says he's considering testing at Bradley. He is considering it. But Senator Lesser calls the move a no-brainer. And I got to say, I agree with Lesser. What do you think? Should we be testing these people at Bradley?
Good luck with that.
Why do you say that?
Because I think that you have a situation where there are a number of people who can be asked voluntarily to either quarantine or not come, but there are a bunch of people out there who do not have the same. There's an interesting thing I am seeing, and I will comment more on it in the next couple of weeks, because it's just starting to grow. But there's a in the Northeast, and I think we've just lost Delaware now as a place that you can't come from. There's a smaller and smaller area where it's absolutely contained. So
that's true.
The question true. Becomes, do you want to be the small? It's like, okay. And I also know, and this is just a complication, you know, there are some people who are out there doing their lives, and there are some people who are not. And right. Unfortunately, there is a coexistence component.
Mm-hmm.
And a lack of understanding between the coexistence. So I'm just not sure that it is. I think it's.
Let me be very clear. I'm not saying, as Rhode Island tried to do, I'm not saying anybody driving into the state or coming in on a bus or a train or however they come in. No, I'm saying not everybody is going to be tracked and traced. Okay,
yeah,
there's no question about that. I'm talking about Bradley, where people are walking off the plane. And they walk to a station where they get tested and they give their information so that they can then be tracked if they turn out to be positive.
I guess
that's what
I would
I'm
like,
talking about.
Right.
It's
and
targeted.
What I would like to say, and we're going to run out of time, but I had a situation the other day where someone wanted to come from Florida. He could no more have afforded a plane ticket than, than I can buy a Rolls. And the fact is that he was far more at risk, given everything that we know about this, than, I don't know who all is getting off the plane at Bradley, but he would be the one that was like, well, if I go to so-and-so, then I can just come in there and not be quarantined. And the answer was, no, you can't. That's a problem. Yeah. So yeah, he ended up staying where he was. But there's an element, there's a functional element here that is critical. And now we were down to 10 seconds, and I'm so sorry.
10 seconds, sorry. Well, that's really the problem because, I mean, if you announce something like you're going to be tested and tracked and traced, it discourages people from coming to the state, and that has a purpose to it. But I wish it was mandatory, and I wish we were doing it right away. If we run out of money, and we run out of time here, we need to talk about the investigation that Lamont has launched with his firm called Mathematica. So that'll be for next time because I've got worries about that too. But I've also got hopes. Look, we started this broadcast with the announcement that this state is doing extremely well right now. Only one person out of 100 is testing positive. That means the spread is virtually under control. Absolutely under control. That does not mean that you should be walking around without a mask. I'm talking to all of us. We should do that. And that goes for the shopkeepers and the dry cleaners, too. Let's put our masks on. Let's keep our guard up. We're doing well. We've just got to continue to do well. And you know what? Let's test those guys flying in on Bradley, too. All right, Jill.
Thank you, Frank.
Until we meet again.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, on my desk.